First message is from Genesis chapter 32, verses 22 through 31. The same night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. Word of God, word of life. The second reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 3. "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God. It is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in viewing of his appearing in his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully." Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Please rise for the gospel acclamation.
Alleluia, alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, 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 Lord, to whom shall we go?
Our gospel reading for today. Ooh, do I have a mic? Can you hear me? Okay, there we go. Our gospel reading for today comes near the end of Jesus' journey towards Jerusalem, and it also follows immediately after a group of teachings from Jesus about the coming of the end times, the coming of the time when God's kingdom will come to completion, when it will come to fulfillment here on earth. So what we're hearing in a minute from Luke is these words that are meant to be encouragement for Luke's readers. Through the words of Jesus, Luke is offering them some hope. Hope for people who are still waiting for this completion of God's kingdom and for the coming of God's justice on earth. So that's what we're going to hear. These words of hope for those of us who are still waiting. So the gospel according to Luke, the 18th chapter. "Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, 'In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, "Grant me justice against my opponent." For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, "Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice, so that she may not wear me out by continually coming." And the Lord said, "Listen to what the unjust judge says. Will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will God delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. This parable that Jesus tells here is sometimes called the parable of the unjust judge. And sometimes it's called the parable of the persistent widow. I like the second one. Nevertheless, she persisted, right? I like that emphasis on her persistence and also the emphasis on the widow. As we know, widows were a marginalized group at the time of Jesus, a vulnerable group. Widows didn't have means to provide for themselves or their families, and they didn't have a voice or power in society. Which is why throughout Scripture, God calls on God's people to care for widows, to care for the widow and the orphan and the foreigner, all those who are vulnerable within the community, all who are without social power or status, or who've been pushed to the margins. But yet, in this story, the widow is not portrayed as powerless. She's not helpless. She's persistent. She acts on her own behalf, and she demands justice. She actively pursues justice by going to this unjust judge again and again and again until he finally relents and grants her the justice that she needs. So she isn't presented as helpless or hopeless, and we don't even get the full effect of that in English. But in the Greek, there's even a boxing metaphor that's used. The unjust judge says, and this is a translation that sticks a little more closely to the Greek, "Because this widow causes trouble for me, I will give her justice so that she may not in the end give me a black eye by her coming." I love that. It brings to mind for me the movie Madagascar, you know, that animated movie about the zoo animals. Well, in the first Madagascar movie, there's this scene where Alex the lion ends up in Grand Central Station trying to find his friend Marty the zebra. And when people realize there's a lion in Grand Central Station, there's panic. Everybody runs for their lives. Chaos ensues as they try to get away from this lion. So they're running up the stairs, screaming and yelling and terrified. Complete chaos. But in the midst of all of that, up walks this little old lady holding her handbag. And while everyone else is running for their lives, little old Nana takes her handbag and she beats the stuffing out of this lion. She just whacks him with her purse and sprays him with her mace. And the kids laugh, right? Because it's funny, and it's not what we expect. We expect the little old lady with her little handbag to be scared and overpowered. But instead, she rises up, and she's the one who pummels the lion with her handbag. She's the one who defends herself and who wins. That's what we have happening here in this parable. We have this unexpected twist, this unexpected upheaval, where the judge, who's the one with all the power, he's the one in charge, he holds justice and can give it or not give it, and then we have this woman, this widow, who has no socially given power, no authority, but she has her own strength and determination. And so she persists. She does not back down, but she uses that inner strength that we know so many women, when caring for their families against all odds, have. And she finds a way. Nevertheless, she persisted. She finds a way. And she keeps coming to the judge and pummeling him with her requests until he finally relents and gives her justice. Then after the parable, Jesus compares us, followers of Jesus, to the widow, and compares God to the unjust judge. Now, it's important to understand that in comparing God and the unjust judge, Jesus is actually pointing out how different the two are. It's one of those, if even the unjust judge, who self-proclaims that he doesn't fear God or care about people, if even he will grant the widow justice eventually, how much more so will God, who is just, how much more so will God, who loves justice, answer the prayers of those who ask? That's the point that's being made in that comparison, which is why these are words of encouragement to those of us who are still waiting for God's kingdom to come. That even when it feels overwhelming, even when it feels like justice never comes, we can trust in a God who longs for justice and who is eager to care for those in need. Which is why, in the face of injustice, we are not to give up. We are not to lose heart. We are not to stop praying. Instead, we are called to be persistent. Like the widow. Like the widow, we are not to sit back and accept injustice where we see it. We're not to accept the unjust judgment of the world. Like the widow, we are to find that inner strength and go out and fight for justice, to insist upon it. Again and again and again, as many times as it takes, we are to stand up and demand justice for those who need it. We are called to be like the widow. But at the same time, it's important for those of us who do have a certain amount of social power and privilege, whether because of our race, or our socioeconomic status, or our jobs, or our gender, or whatever it is, whatever social power we might hold, it's important for us to recognize the ways that we are not like the widow in all of this, to recognize the power and privilege that we do have, and how we are called to use that power in working towards God's justice. And also to listen to the lessons that the widow might teach us. In her strength and in her persistence, she reminds us to honor and recognize the strength of those who society marginalizes. To remember that even when we are called to help, we must not cross over into treating others as helpless. She reminds us to respect those who we seek to help and to be partners with them rather than seeking to be saviors. this parable encourages us to pray for God's justice and to trust that God, unlike the just judge, is good and just and desires justice. So we can pray with confidence, knowing that our God is on the side of justice and is eager to grant it. This parable encourages us not to give up, but to be persistent in our prayer and in our active pursuit of justice. And so the good news in this passage is that even though it may feel like a long, long journey towards the world we hope to see, to a world where justice is given to the widow, to the orphan, to the LGBTQ+ community, to people of color and indigenous people, to women, to the poor, to immigrants and refugees. The good news is that justice is coming because our God, who is just, desires it. Because our God, who is just, hears our cries. Even though it seems like a long, long journey, the good news is that God will bring change. God will bring God's kingdom here on earth through our persistent prayer and our active pursuit of justice. Thanks be to God. Amen.